الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Marvels of Khawaja Ghareeb Nawaz Rahmatullahi Alayh The excellences of reciting Salat upon the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alayhi Wa Alihi Wa Sallam The beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alayhi Wa Alihi Wa Sallam said Know two people who love each other for the sake of Allah Almighty, meet, shake hands, and send salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, except that their preceding and future sins are forgiven before they separate. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Oppressive king. It is related that a king was an evil-tempered tyrant. He had a beautiful orchard at the edge of a city, which had a clear pool in it. A righteous person passed by there, entered, bathed in the pool, offered salah, and occupied himself in the recital of the noble Quran. Meanwhile, the tumult of the arrival of the king was heard. That pious individual remained engrossed in the remembrance of Allah Almighty. When the king entered with all his pomp and glory, seeing a man in simple clothing at the edge of the pool, he flew into a rage. Who gave this man permission to sit in my orchard? He bellowed at his soldiers. They were in a frightened state. When all of a sudden, the piercing gaze of that devout man fell upon the king. Immediately, the king began to quiver and in a state of convulsion fell to the ground unconscious. The righteous man took some water and sprinkled it on the king's face. After some time, the king regained consciousness and humbly asked for forgiveness for his error. He and his entire entourage then repented at the hands of that pious individual and became his devotees. O devotees of Khawaja Ghareeb Nawaz, do you know who this pious, awe-inspiring personality was? It was none other than the great exemplar of the Chishti spiritual chain, Sultan al-Hind, Sayyiduna Ghareeb Nawaz Hasan al-Sanjari, Rahmatullahi Alayh, who proceeded to become the uncrowned king of Hind. Sallu ala al-Habib, Sallallahu ala Muhammad. Meaning of Khawaja and an introduction. You have probably heard the word Khawaja from a young age. Let us learn the meaning of this term. It is a Persian word whose linguistic meaning is leader, master. His real name is Hassan, whereas his famous title is Mu'in al-Din, Mu'in al-Haq, Wa al-Din, i.e. helper of the truth and religion. Other titles include Atta'i Rasul, Sultan al-Hind, Ghareeb Nawaz, etc. He was born on the 14th of Rajab al-Murajab, 537 AH, corresponding to 1142 AD, in the Sanjar area of Sijistan or Sistan, modern-day Iran. And passed away on the 6th of Rajab al-Murajab, 633 AH, devotee of the noble Quran. Our beloved Khawaja Rahmatullahi Alayh was a memorizer of the noble Quran and very devoted to it. He would complete its recital once every day and once every evening. When he would reach the end, he would hear a voice from the unseen. O Mu'in al-Din, I have accepted your completion of the Qur'an. A remedy for sharpening eyesight. Khawaja Ghareeb Nawaz Rahmatullahi Alayh states, Whichever person looks at the noble Qur'an, his sight increases due to the grace and mercy of Allah Almighty, and his eye never ails and it never becomes dry. O devotees of Ghareeb Nawaz, our Khawaja would recite the noble Qur'an twice in a day, and we who claim to be his devotees are unable to complete it in a whole month or even a year. What a strange devotion this is. How fortunate it would be if we could gain the blessing of reciting the noble Quran daily, following his example. If the noble Quran is frequently recited within one's home, the mercy of Allah Almighty will continue to descend and inshallah calamities will be repelled. What can be said of the glory of Quranic recital? Most superior worship. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, أَفْضَلُ عِبَادَةِ أُمَّتِي قِرَاءَةُ الْقُرْآنِ. The most superior worship of my ummah is recital of the noble Qur'an. O devotees of Ghareeb Nawaz, did you note the virtue of reciting the noble Qur'an? Quranic recital is an excellent act of worship. Sadly, we are heedless of this act of piety as well. It is a tragedy of epic proportions that it would probably not be wrong to say that most of us cannot recite the noble Quran properly even whilst looking at its words. People have knowledge of grammatical tenses and mathematics. They possess big worldly qualifications and the world considers them learned. But if this so-called educated person is unable to recite the noble Quran even whilst looking at it, then how is he learned? What kind of Muslim is this? Who is worthy of admiration? When I think about a reciter of the Quran, I admire him thinking how fortunate he is that he recites the book of Allah Almighty correctly. Millionaires and billionaires to one side, and that one reciter of the noble Quran on the other side. These are my heartfelt sentiments that I find the reciter of the noble Quran worthy of admiration. Fix a time to recite the noble Quran habitually, whether it be one juz, half, or even a quarter, as long as there is some recitation daily, you will gain its blessings. We should strive for the pleasure of Allah Almighty. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. The crown of the saints, Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani and Khawaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi alayhim. O devotees of the noble saints, Sayyiduna Khawaja Ghareeb Nawaz Muinuddin Hassan Ad-Sijzi Rahmatullahi Alayhi was Najibul Tarfain, i.e. a Hassani Husayni Sayyid. Allama Arshad Al-Qadri Rahmatullahi Alayhi writes, from his noble father's side, his hereditary chain reaches Sayyiduna Imam Husayn radiyallahu anhu, and from his respected mother's side, it reaches Sayyiduna Imam Hassan radiyallahu anhu. The sons of Sayyiduna Imam Ali radiyallahu anhu and Sayyidatuna Fatima radiyallahu anha. Sayyiduna Ghareeb Nawaz's mother was Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani's paternal cousin. From this perspective, the latter was Sayyiduna Ghareeb Nawaz's maternal uncle. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Marvel of Khawaja Ghareeb Nawaz, related by Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayh. The reviver of Islam, the Imam of Ahlus Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayh, states, much grace and blessings are attained at the resting place of Sayyiduna Sultan al-Hind, Khawaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi alayh. Mawlana Barakat Ahmad Sahib rahmatullahi alayh, who was my fellow disciple and student of my noble father, rahmatullahi alayhi, informed me that I saw with my own eyes that a non-Muslim who was covered from head to toe in boils, Allah knows how profuse they were, would come at noon exactly and roll over on the hot stones in front of the blessed resting place, saying, O Khawaja, my body is burning. On the third day, I saw that he was perfectly fine. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. 30 years of crying and sorrow concerning Salah. Mentioning his travels, Khawaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullahi alayhi states, once I went to a city near the land of Al-Sham. Outside the city was a cave in which a pious individual, Sheikh Ohad Muhammad Al-Wahid Al-Ghurayzi rahmatullahi alayhi lived. He was so old that his body appeared to be bones. When I went to visit him, I saw him seated on a prayer mat with two lions standing nearby. Afraid, I was unable to approach. At that moment, his gaze fell upon me and he said, "Do not fear, come." I drew near, greeted him with salam, shook his hand and sat down. The first thing he informed me was, "If you do not intend a thing, it will not intend you. When the fear of Allah Almighty is in your heart, everything will fear you. How will a lion be able to frighten you?" After this, he asked me about myself and counseled me, "Remain serving the pious people. You will become like them." Then, informing me of his own state, he said, "I have spent many years residing in this cave. I am isolated from people, and for 30 years, sorrow concerning one thing makes me weep day and night. I asked my master, sorrow of what?" He replied, "The sorrow of Salah. Whenever I pray, I look at myself and cry lest I have missed a condition such that my prayer will be cast in my face and everything will be ruined. If you have fulfilled the rite of Salah, then indeed you have accomplished a great deed. Otherwise, you have wasted your life. The mere skin and bones that is visible on my body is due to this very sorrow, that I do not know whether I have fulfilled the rite of Salah or not to this day. Salah is a very big responsibility. Whoever does not fulfill it will be ashamed on the day of judgment and will not be able to show his face." After relating this account, Sayyiduna Khawaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullahi alayhi gave counsel with teary eyes. "Salah is the pillar of Islam. As long as the pillar is sound, the house is sound. When the pillar collapses, the house will also collapse. Since Salah is the likeness of a pillar for Islam, if there is a fault in the Salah, it will be a cause of defect in a person's Islam. Salah is a cause of honor. O devotees of Gharib Nawaz rahmatullahi alayh, did you observe how important Salah was to the pious predecessors? Despite living in isolation in a cave and performing so much worship and spiritual devotion, the Shaykh was saying that he felt sorrow concerning Salah. As for us, do we even know how to pray properly? What are the obligatory acts of Salah? What are its conditions? Despite this, we feel we are very pious and diligent in our Salah. People who do not offer Salah are heard saying, who knows what wrong we have done such that our problems are not resolving. They are blind to the sin of abandoning Salah. In the famous book of Khawaja Gharib Nawaz's rahmatullahi alayhi statements, Dalil al-Arifin, it is mentioned, only through salah can a person be worthy of respect. Is the one who does not pray honorable? Salah is the ascension of a believer. It is higher than all stations. Salah is the primary means of meeting Allah Almighty. In the hadith of Sahih Muslim, it is stated, the praying person holds secret conversation with Allah Almighty. Khawaja Ghareeb Nawaz Rahmatullahi Alayh further states, Salah is a trust that Allah Almighty has assigned to His servants. Therefore, it is necessary for the servants to avoid any treachery concerning it. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Salah in the two holy sanctuaries. May Allah Almighty make us diligent in salah for the sake of Khawaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi alayh. Ponder, no one can advance in religion without salah. Even if one acquires outward worldly advancement, progress in the religion is only through salah. Nobody is excused from salah. It is obligatory upon us 5 times a day and upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam 6 times a day. Tahajjud prayer was also obligatory upon him. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam did not leave salah. All the noble companions radiyallahu anhum and honorable saints rahmatullahi alayhim were diligent in their salah. No one who abandons salah can be a saint. If a person who does not pray or remains seated during the prayer time and continues to chat away, claiming that he sometimes offers salah in Makkah or Medina, or lowers his head and has thus performed his salah, though he cannot be seen to have done so, then we say we do not seek any form of proximity to such pseudo-spiritual guides. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Punishment for abandoning salah. Whoever intentionally abandons a single salah shall enter into hellfire through a specific door upon which the names of those who relinquish prayer are inscribed. The reviver of Islam, the Imam of Ahlus Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayh, states, whoever intentionally misses a single prayer is deserving of thousands of years of punishment in the hellfire. Even if he makes up the salah later, leaving salah is a major sin. Sadly, nowadays, the one who does not offer salah is respected by people. We do not go around humiliating those who do not pray. But the reality is, Roze mahshar ki jaan gudaz buvad, awwaleen pursish namaz buvad. The day of judgment will be life melting. Prayer will be first in that questioning. Meaning, there will be intense boiling heat, which dissolves life on the day of judgment. At that time, the first matter that will be questioned about is salah. Whoever salah is not in order, his subsequent affairs will be even worse. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Salah first. O devotees of Khawaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi alayh, there is no option except to offer salah. You may arrange countless niyaz and commemorations of the death anniversaries of the noble saints, and you may help the poor and widows. But if you do not offer salah, salvation is very difficult. I have been saying for many years, I am one who offers salah and also one who arranges niyaz. First, I am one who offers salah, then I am a niyazi. Salah is obligatory and niyaz is recommended. We will not leave niyaz either, as it is from the practices of Ahlus Sunnah. We should act on both. If we offer salah, our niyaz will be accepted too, insha'Allah. May Allah Almighty make us all diligent in offering salah, save us from sins, and allow us to walk in the footsteps of the noble saints. May He make us servants that He is pleased with for the sake of Khawaja Ghareeb Nawaz Rahmatullahi Alayh. Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu ala Muhammad. I will not leave salah and fasting. O devotees of Khawaja Ghareeb Nawaz Rahmatullahi Alayh, tonight is the commemoration of the passing of Khawaja Ghareeb Nawaz Rahmatullahi Alayh. It is a night of blessings for us. Make an intention that from now on, we will not miss any salah. InshaAllah. The blessed month of Ramadan ul-Mubarak is approaching. Apart from other acts of piety, we must offer the obligatory fasts. We will not miss any fast of Ramadan. Mu'adhallah. InshaAllah. Any salah and fasts we have missed up until now, we will calculate them and make them up. Repentance does not absolve one of missed prayers or fasts. Their responsibility remains on a person until they are offered. Make them up as quickly as possible. Publicizing sins. If you have missed prayers or fasts, do not mention them to others, as making one's sins apparent without a reason sanctioned by Islamic law is a sin itself. Some reckless people go around publicizing their sins. However, where necessary for the encouragement of others, one may mention, for example, how they change from someone negligent of prayers to someone who is diligent in praying through the religious environment. Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu ala Muhammad. Note, the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah's speech ended here. That which follows has been taken from Malfuzati Amir Ahlus Sunnah. Intentions for participating in the death anniversary commemoration of Khawaja Ghareeb Nawaz Rahmatullahi Alayh. I will make intention to convey the salam of the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah to Khawaja Ghareeb Nawaz Rahmatullahi Alayh and all those laid to rest in his proximity. I intend to adopt the company of the noble saints Rahmatullahi Alayhim as a moment of their company is superior to 100 years of sincere worship. I will attain the blessings of the noble saints Rahmatullahi Alayhim. I will make dua there as making dua close to the righteous is more readily accepted. I will convey the reward of pious deeds there. I will greet other Muslims. If I see incorrect practices, I will strive to correct people as long as there is no fear of discord. As many brothers from Dawat-e-Islami attend and Madni Qafilas are present, I will spend time with the participants of Madni Qafilas. Your name, Khawaja Mu'in ad-Din. Question. The following couplet is recited. Tera naam Khawaja Mu'in ad-Din. Tu Rasool Paak ki aal hai. Is Khawaja Ghareeb Nawaz's name Mu'in ad-Din? Answer. The Sheikh's name is Hassan and he was born in the area of Sanjar. Mu'in ad-Din is his title. I am not sure who composed these lines, but there is no harm in reciting them. What is the meaning of Ghareeb Nawaz? Question. Congratulations upon the arrival of Rajab. What is the meaning of Ghareeb Nawaz? Question from a young child. Answer. Masha Allah. What a beautiful young child. She congratulated me upon the advent of Rajab al-Murajab. Congratulations to you too. Blessings be upon the one who taught you this as well. Ghareeb Nawaz means one who is benevolent to the poor. Alhamdulillah. Our Shaykh Rahmatullahi Alayh is magnanimous towards the poor. Passing of Khawaja Ghareeb Nawaz. Question. How old was Khawaja Ghareeb Nawaz Rahmatullahi Alayh when he passed away? Answer. He was approximately 96 years old when he left this world. Khawaja Ghareeb Nawaz's respect for his spiritual guide's resting place. Dawat-e-Islami's Maktabatul Madina has published Fizane Khawaja Ghareeb Nawaz. The following account is mentioned on page 16 of this work. Once, Khawaja Ghareeb Nawaz Rahmatullahi Alayhi was speaking to his disciples. During his discourse, he would turn to one side and stand up repeatedly. Such a special state sometimes overcomes some of the pious predecessors. None of the disciples had the courage to inquire as to the reason, except a spiritually favored disciple. He requested, "Please inform us of the reason for your repeated standing so that our state of surprise goes away." Khawaja Ghareeb Nawaz Rahmatullahi Alayhi replied, "My spiritual guide, Shaykh Uthman Harwani's blessed resting place is in this direction. I remember that during my discourse and turned towards him standing out of respect." Khawaja Ghareeb Nawaz's Murshid's name was Shaykh Uthman Al-Harwani Rahmatullahi Alayhi. Some people pronounce it as Haruni or Haruni. However, it is actually Harwani. His resting place is in the sacred graveyard of Al-Makkah Al-Mukarrama, Jannatul Mala. In this age, there is no longer a dome over it or any grill before it. Despite Khawaja Ghareeb Nawaz Rahmatullahi Alayhi being so distant, he still showed respect to his Shaykh's resting place. Accounts of this type of respect are such that not everyone is able to emulate them. For the permissibility of such respect, it is sufficient that Islamic law has not forbidden it. Those who criticize people who show their devotion in their own way while staying within the boundaries of Islamic law are worthy of criticism. Before demanding proofs for such things, one should think about the many things which everyone does, whose mention is not explicitly found in the noble Quran or sacred hadith. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad.